Andrew Hodgson, president of NFB UK, explained the reasons for campaigning for a national rehabilitation strategy, but began by giving some background information on the Sight Loss charity.
NFB UK was founded in 1947, principally as a pressure group against RNIB, because in those days RNIB didn't have representation of vision impaired people on its governing body. They weren't well represented, and the members of NFB felt that they needed to redress this balance, and so that was their main purpose to begin with. We are largely a campaigning charity, although we do have a social aspect as well. In more recent years, we've campaigned for the abolition of shared spaces, and we're also campaigning at the moment for a ban on e-scooters. 2020 was the 100th anniversary of the Blindness Act, because after the First World War, there were a great many soldiers especially, but people who'd lost their sight through warfare. And it was seen that these people needed to be rehabilitated. So provision was set up under the Blindness Act for rehabilitation nationwide. But this rehabilitation has always been a postcode lottery and has never been equal depending on where you live. And it became apparent from our Coventry branch that provision had decreased, especially since 2010, when the government felt it had to introduce cutbacks to local authority spending. We want to redress the balance. We want to restore a good quality of rehabilitation of a universal standard throughout the country. The situation from a legislative point of view is somewhat different in Scotland, but nevertheless, what we want is a national provision. So we're campaigning for unlimited rehabilitation because people gain their confidence at different levels. At the moment, people have 6 weeks usually, and then they have to reapply if their sight deteriorates or their circumstances change in some way. But we're saying that shouldn't be the case. The provision should be unlimited.
Does this campaign include habilitation?
It does include that as well.
How important is it for rehab to be at the point of need?
I think it's vital because people go to eye hospitals and they're told that their sight is deteriorating. And then often they're left, I know there are ECLOs, but they can only give so much information. And they're sent home and they don't have the practical skills to cope with life, especially if they're living alone. This can be devastating. But they need their confidence restored so they can lead a fulfilling life. So we feel that it is vital that people have these facilities. We put a stipulation that people should be seen within 12 weeks of having sight loss. We believe that there are some areas of the country where there is no rehabilitation service whatsoever, and that must be devastating for people. We know that charities have picked up some of the slack. We're not against this. Our ideal would be that this should be a state provision provided at local authority level. But we're realistic. We know that in the current economic climate, it's going to take a very long while to achieve this. So we envisage that local authorities will work alongside charities for the foreseeable future. But there's a great variation in provision throughout the country.
What do you want to do to try to change this postcode lottery of provision?
Well, we've already alerted the government. Professor Fred Reed is leading this campaign. He is a former president of NFB UK and is the campaign officer for Coventry branch. And he's written a campaign guide. He organised a meeting with the Secretary of State for Social Care, Helen Whateley, and he and Lord Colin Lowe, former president of NFB UK as well, and Lord David Blunkett, who's not an NFB UK member, they organised this meeting with the Secretary of State, and we were heard sympathetically. After that, we've also had a meeting with civil service officials from Department of Social Care and talked about the practicalities of why rehabilitation is needed so drastically. And we've made them aware, and they said there's going to be a service users group set up to inform them of what is needed. So we've already achieved that, but we've not achieved anything as far as promises of funding is concerned. To put more pressure on the government, we're asking members of our branches to find out about provision in their own area. Principally, we want to know how many workers are employed in rehabilitation in each local authority. And we want to know how many vision impaired people are living in that local authority. And we're going to encourage everybody to send in information as well, so they can send the information to our head office. The telephone number is 01924 291313. But of course, it'd be very useful if they could email the information to admin@nfbuk.org.
Andrew Hodgson, President of NFB UK, thank you for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you very much.
If you would like to get involved or share information for the NFB UK National Rehabilitation Strategy, call 01294 291313 or email admin@nfbuk.org.